at the Alltech Global 500. I'm speaking to one of our participants. And Charles, first of all, tell me your name, where you're from.
I'm Charles Miller, and I'm from here in Kentucky, just south of Lexington, the beef producer there.
Here at this conference this year, which has mainly focused on dairy, the company has added a whole segment or track on beef for beef producers. Tell me your impression so far of the conference.
Well, I think it's very good, and I have seen Alltech place more of an emphasis on the beef production sector in recent years, and I think rightfully so, given what we do here in this country. I'm a user of Alltech products, and it never fails that there's a lot of innovative thinking that comes out of these conferences, and that certainly has been the case thus far here.
How about the interaction or any kind of conversations you've had with some of the other folks here? Because we've got them from, as I understand it, 29 different countries.
That's right. I'm not sure how many countries, but that's a tremendous opportunity, again, to have at your disposal the opportunity to talk with folks from Argentina and these other countries that can give you an insight into the world picture of our industry.
Anything you've learned here that you might be able to take away so far? I know we're not done yet by any stretch.
Right. I'm looking forward to today. But yesterday, I'll have to admit, and given my age, I guess, I'll have to admit that one of the most interesting things I gained yesterday was the perspective on the use of social media. And as we go forward as an industry, if we fail to utilize that tool to our best advantage, we're going to be left behind, in my view, and I think that is a valuable, valuable tool that we have going forward.
Well, I definitely couldn't agree more since I was part of that presentation. Well, thank you very much. Charles Miller, one of the participants here at the Alltech Global 500. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.